kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula Sydney, naghahanda para bumiyahe para sa World Cup. Mike Moran, welcome back sa SBS.
Yes, I'm glad to be back. Thank you for inviting me.
So, nabanggit mo na naghahanda ka para manood ng games sa Amerika.
Yes, that's true. I'm going to Los Angeles and to watch, I think there are about 2 or 3 live games there in the beginning. And then the rest of it, I'm going to get together with some of my ex-national teammates, the ones that live in the U.S., and we're going to watch it on TV, basically, in a motel.
So may reunion rin ang mga former ASCALs.
Yeah, you could say that. Oh, that's right.
So in touch pa rin kayo kahit matagal na kayong nagkanya-kanya?
Yeah, you know, nowadays it's all, ano, di ba? What do you call this? We have a Viber page. So the title of it is Philippine National Team.
So leading up to the World Cup, meron ba kayong kanya-kanyang mga teams? Meron ba kayong sinusubaybayan? Paano nyo pinili yung sinong papanoorin ninyo?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have our favorites. You know, each one has their own. I'm sure when I get together with them, they'll have their own favorites, but mine are also obviously different. Yeah.
So, sinong favorites mo?
I don't know. This is going to be a much bigger World Cup. It's, you know, it's going to be hosted by 3 countries, and participation. There's actually 48 teams, so I think that's the largest number ever. And I just wrote some of them down, so. There's in the world rankings at the moment, France is number 1, and then Spain number 2, Argentina number 3. But given history, whenever the World Cup was held in a European country, normally a European country would win it. So far this is held true. And then when it's held in any of the Americas, you know, South America or North America, one of the American teams, South America or North America, normally win it. So I'm not sure if this is also going to be the case.
Yeah, so Spain sinusubaybayan mo talaga every World Cup?
Yeah. Since I stopped playing, even when I was playing, we would always watch the World Cup. So I was looking back at when I first started watching the World Cup. Was the 1966, the one that was held in England, which England won? Yeah.
Tapos.
So all the way back to 1966, when you asked me when you told me we're gonna talk about it, so I listed down some statistics. Yeah.
So how different yung World Cup noon sa World Cup ngayon? Kasi growing up, ang nakikita ko. May isa o dalawang magaling na player. Pero ngayon, parang madami na sila eh.
Yeah, the development of the football and then also the likely skill-wise, you know, players are also in terms of athleticism, they're bigger, they're more athletic now. And the other big factor is most of the considered mga weaker teams in terms of technical skills, but also physical. Everyone's more or less gotten equal. So even a lot of the Asian teams are a lot bigger now, and they're a lot better. Japan, Korea, so even the ones in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Iran. You know, they can compete against the Europeans and also the South Americans.
And yung technology rin, di ba, nagbago na? Special yung bola yata ngayong World Cup?
Yeah. Well, the ball's always been how would I say it? It's gone through different phases. So, you know, they experimented with a lighter ball, the one that flies more and everything. And a few World Cups ago, they found one which is already the standard. So every World Cup now, that's the standard. And maybe even the major competitions like, you know, UEFA, European Cup, European competition, and also in South America. So at least it's, ano, it's all standardized.
Tapos yung technology, di ba? May replay na rin. Yeah. Masasabi mo na rin kung na foul o na handball or na, di ba, na offside. Pwede mo na, hindi na talagang nag-ano lang sa mata ng referee.
Yeah, correct. And then the advent of video. There's a lot more video now, and then they had the more officials. There's a linesman, so that they've been experimenting with all kinds of changes through the years. So actually, this World Cup, I want to look into those you know, the actual rule and regulation. You know, how many referees, if there's still a video referee, etc. The linesmen were divided. Before, there was one linesman for one game, the whole field, and then they cut it in half because it's a lot to run if the game's moving so fast.
Yes.
So now, meron linesman for in one half, and there's another linesman on the other half.
Ano yung mga pinaghahandaan mo sa biyahe mo sa Amerika? So manonood kayo live? Anong panonood?
The first few games will be live. Sa stadium sa LA, I'm not sure what the actual stadium is. Sophia tang stadium. It's actually a little bit south of LA, and then the rest will be watching the rest of the competition on TV. So we just after the games that we the live games we watch the rest of the competition. We'll watch on TV. But the final will be in New York for this World Cup.
So nasa America ka pa rin kasama ng mga teammates mo.
Yeah. And then we go home. So it's always the World Cup, I believe. I hope my statistics or my memory is right. It lasts 2 weeks. I think it's for 2 weeks basically. Yeah.
Shorter than soccer season.
Yeah, because after once you get through the eliminations, then you get into the quarters and then the semis and then the final.
So, yeah. Ano yung mga gagawin ninyo? Meron ba kayong parang jersey na susuotin na Philippine team, yung mga ganon? May uniform ba kayo or may get-up ba kayo?
Actually, good question. Somebody actually brought that up, that we should actually, you know, wear some ex-jersey or something. I don't want to look at my phone and look at the conversation, but that you know, somebody actually brought that up.
Vasos.
Should we wear the jersey when we were playing? Yeah, at that time. Or should we get new jerseys?
Naalala mo pa yung number mo?
Yeah, yeah. So I use normally in the olden days, whatever your position is, there's a corresponding number. So if you were like. Normally, yung goalkeeper is
one.
Zero or one.
Yes.
Yeah, and then the two fullbacks, number two, then number three, one on the left, one on the right. And then the middle fullbacks, four and five. Then you go all the way up to the forwards. Normally, the right wing is number 11. So that's the first 11. But then they changed that. Now any player can have any number.
At kasama mo yung kapatid mo na naglaro sa national team at one point.
Yeah, we were together quite a lot. So we're 1 year apart.
So ano yung feeling na ni-represent mo yung Pilipinas? Kasama na dalawa yung mga Moran. Siguro proud na proud yung parents ninyo.
Yeah, they would come out and they would watch. Yeah, they were. Actually, there's another one. But he didn't. He played maybe where all three of us played was maybe one or two occasions or one or two teams. But the one with the most, I don't know, how do you say it, caps? When you play for the national team, you have a cap. Mm. So the one who has the most cap is, of course, ako, because I'm the
you're the eldest.
And I stayed interested the longest.
So yung mas bata sa'yo, nag-quit bago ka?
Yeah, but he's also very involved sa football. Actually, he runs futsal programs sa Manila. Yeah, so he's very involved. So in that sense, he's really more involved kasi he's in the Philippines. Ako dito, there's only so much I can do. But he can. Meron siyang, he actually has a futsal league in the Philippines.
Through the years, nakita mong nag-evolve yung soccer, yung players. Lalo na ngayon, nakita natin sa yung mga bata, di ba? They look up to Messi, they look up to, once upon a time, David Beckham. So, gano'ng ka-importante yung mga ganun na players para ma-inspire yung future players?
Oh, of course, that's big. That's huge. You know, especially in those countries where the players actually grow up. You know, nowadays almost every country would have one national hero. Like I think Mexico has a few. Of course, like you said, Argentina or Brazil, and then now even the Asians, like the Korean. There's that guy who plays in the Premier League. Yeah, Si Song.
Yes, and I think Japan then.
Japan, there's also plenty, yeah. So coming out of Asia, there are players who also a lot of children look up to them.
So hindi na nadodominate ng Europeans.
No, I would say it's football is a lot more even now, you know, on even ground. So the competition between lesser countries, they were considered always lesser countries, and the major ones like Europe and South America, now Asia is really in the mix.
At sa atin din, no, sa Philippines, nagkakaroon na rin ng traction yung soccer.
Yeah.
Because of ASCALS, Filipinas.
Yes, that's right. So we also have programs, and we're doing well. I think better than some of the other Southeast Asian countries. We've caught up with a lot of them. Before we were behind. Now I think we've actually caught up.
What has remained the same para sa'yo all throughout? If you want to be the best possible soccer player or athlete, what has remained the same?
Well, work hard. Yeah. I think, you know, get an example or follow. If you have a player to follow, you can always use an example. But then make sure you have a good trainer, a good coach, and also teammates. Because football is not a one-man sport. It's actually 11 players, right? So, yeah, that would be my advice.
Sabi nga nila, diba, it takes a team to make a goal in soccer.
For sure, definitely. So, it's not.
Are soccer players born or made?
I think they you can have both, but they're more made. It takes a while to. Obviously, if you're born with a lot of support, for example, if you live in a South American country, if you came out of Brazil, where, you know, that's a way out of poverty, as opposed to an Asian country like Philippines, then it's very different because there's a pathway already for all these children to become future stars.
So, abangan namin ang mga update mo from Los Angeles pag nanood ka na ng World Cup, Mike Moran.
Okay, yeah.
Maraming salamat sa panahon mo.
Thank you.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.